Yuma Perk Vav Mishnehei. Al kol sukkah v'sukkah amrim lo. In every sukkah, they would say to him, Harei mazon v'harei mayim. There's food here, there's water here. The Rav explains, this was only done so, they only said this, because remember, it's Yom Kippur. They just wanted to make him feel more confident and better about himself, because if a person knows he has something available to him, it's much easier than a person that doesn't have it. The concept of mishi yesh lo pas basal, a person has bread in his basket, is not as hungry as a person that doesn't have any bread in his basket. The shaila would be is, what if he really wants to eat or drink? Is he allowed to? So it's actually a machlokes rishonim, because the truth is that the person that's bringing the seir la'azazel, he can do so and enter the azara even if he's tameh. And not only that, we see that he's even mechal Yom Kippur, because he's going outside of the tchum. You know how to go outside of the tchum. Every mil is a tchum. He's going well outside of the tchum, like 12 times. So the Rambam learns that if he really needs to eat, he can eat and drink. Other rishonim learn that only if it's bikuach nefesh. If he'd literally be in a sakanas nefashos, then he'd be able to eat and drink. But they would say this to him nevertheless, so it'd make it easier for him. Umalavinoso misukkah lusukkah. And from each sukkah, in each station, the people from that sukkah would escort him to the next one, because they can't keep going, because the Jews that were stationed by each sukkah can only go 2,000 amos. So they didn't go completely to the next sukkah, but they would escort him right there. Chutz me'achrona, except for the last one, because that one was actually approximately 4,000 amos away from the cliff. So the people stationed at the last sukkah, they only went halfway, because they couldn't go more than 2,000 amos. Ela omed me'rochuk, they would stand there, halfway between them. Veroa es masav, and see that his avoda was done completely. Taisyantiv brings up, he basically asks, so how come they didn't make another sukkah there, so people can take him all the way to the tzuk? So Taisyantiv explains, because the Torah says Eretz Gezerah, and if you would have made an encampment where people can technically walk to the tzuk, to the Azazo, on Yom Kippur, it would sort of be like inhabited. And the Torah says Eretz Gezerah, which is an uninhabited area. That's where the Azazo is. So therefore, that's why Taisyantiv explains, could be a reason why they didn't have an extra encampment there. That he should be by himself when nobody else was able to go there.